Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
We'd like to thank y'all for joining us tonight on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. Tuesday Night Live. At www.brownsugarradio.com. That's what's up. Welcome this evening to Brown Sugar Radio as we chop it up on this Tuesday for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day before Eve, Christmas Eve, whatever you want to call it. We just want to say thank you for joining us tonight. And at this time, I'd like to bring on my co-host, the one and only, TB. Welcome tonight, TB.
What's up?
What's going on?
just chilling.
Okay, so what would we call this? Christmas Eve Eve?
You said what now?
Would this be Christmas Eve Eve?
No, I don't think it is.
Okay. You know, the day before Christmas Eve, right?
people I've been seeing all, they've been calling it Christmas Eve, so, you know, it just don't even matter.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm telling you, I was out at the mall and was out there trying to do a little last minute shopping, and my goodness, it was just crazy because the lines were just off the chain. And I knew it was going to be like that. I shouldn't have been surprised, but it's just frustrating waiting in them long, super duper long Willy Wonka lines. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. But anyway, have you started your shopping even yet, PB?
Listen, your boy P. Dot, I don't do the Christmas thing like that, you know. I'm trying to get everybody to understand that Christmas to me is, I think we kind of overdo Christmas. I really think we do. To me, Christmas is for the kids. That is something that we like. We can celebrate Christmas, but if we're going to do it, we're going to do it for the right reasons. I think a lot of people forget the reason of Christmas and the meaning behind Christmas. I think people just instill in their child that it's a time to get gifts. I don't buy grown people gifts. No, I don't. So, like, if you grown, you ain't getting no gifts.
Right.
Now, my niece and nephew, I got them a little something. And so,
there you go.
My shopping pretty much done. It's simple. You know,
Look, one for him, one for her.
I go get some cheap toys because they ain't going to do nothing but break it anyway. They didn't want me to put it back together, so I go find them the cheapest toy I can find.
Oh, shut your face. Well, you know, I guess I'm one of those that go all out for Christmas. I'll be doing the most, y'all. I go all out. I give my kids tons of presents, and, you know, they spoil like that, I know. But I just feel like Christmas, birthdays, I've always been over the top, you know. I'm one of those. I actually love parties, period. I should have been a party planner. Really enjoy putting it together, you know, organizing it, decorating, just everything from beginning to end. And so when it comes to events like that, I've always kind of been, you know, like I said, over the top, so to speak. But my kids, they appreciate it, you know. They work hard in school. My daughter Kiki truly deserves it this year because she's AB on the roll so far. So far, the second report card has not come out as of yet. But as of right now, my baby holding down 3 A's and 2 B's. So, yeah, so she's doing her thing, you know.
You know, I totally agree with you on the planning thing. Like, I like stuff like that. Like, whenever I'm doing something, I like to have my stuff together. But that's as well as doing the show, you know. That's just like with me and you were doing the show. Before we come on the air, we call each other to go over what we're going to talk about. You know, me, I'm a planned person. Like,
right.
When I'm when it involves me doing speaking or anything like that, appearances and stuff like that, I like to have planned in advance. Don't just pop it up on me. But I like to do a little party planning. Like, I'm sure we're going to have some get-togethers this year. I'm not over none of that. But I'm sure, like, every year we do, we have, like, the little Christmas get-together, and, like, we have it over somebody's house, and everybody bring a dish. So I'm sure I'll probably be taking my usual ham that I do every year. So that's probably got it for me.
You know, that's funny you talked about your ham, too, because I had a listener that actually wrote me, and she talked about your ham. I've been meaning to tell you about this. She said she said she was cracking up when we were talking about the ham that you made for Thanksgiving, and she truly enjoyed it, so she got a kick out of that. And I've been meaning to tell you, she was like, girl, that part was so funny. She was like, TV and that ham. we have a guest in the chat room. Welcome. Oh, gosh, I know I'm going to tell your name up. It was Acrimony. You know what? Oh, gosh, Acrimony. You know I'm messing your name up. But anyway, I do see you there in the chat room checking us out tonight. Thank you for joining Brown Sugar Radio. Gosh, you know, but it is a trip. You know, like I said, life is short. I've always believed to love big, love, you know, with all your heart, you know, give big and cherish, you know, the moment, because you truly don't know when maybe the last time you may have Christmas. So I've always been, you know, But let me back up. Before I go any further, I truly want to say that the reason for the season is not about gifts. We all know.
Thank you.
We celebrate, yes, the day of Jesus Christ being born. And it's amazing how many stores actually took out Merry Christmas. They didn't want the Christ, you know, because of people who don't believe in Christmas. And I'm sorry, but here on Brown Sugar Radio, we do believe in Christmas, and we believe in Jesus Christ and Him as our Lord and Savior. And so, not saying that we're angels now. Well, you know, we ain't angels. We're not perfect. We're not proclaiming any of that.
We all backslide now. We all backslide.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't claiming none of that, but we do want to let you know we represented up in here tonight.
Right.
And so we want to celebrate and give God the glory.
I'm just glad you took a minute to say that, because, you know, as I was just saying, a lot of people forget. And if you go around and ask a lot of kids about Christmas, they can't tell you why they're celebrating Christmas. The only thing they know about Christmas is the gifts. And see, what I'm saying is your role as a parent, you need to let them know that it's more to Christmas than just a gift.
Right.
And see, to me, the only thing about the gift part, to me, is for the child, to me now.
Uh-huh.
I don't see the reason for giving another adult a gift, you know.
Right.
I mean, you can if you want to. I'm not taking nothing from it. I'm just saying it's not my thing. If you do it, by all means, continue to do it. But I'm just saying that's not my thing, you know. The economy is bad, you know. Probably if I had an extra month, I probably would do it. Because, like, I always, for Mother's Day and stuff like that, I always give my grandmother something. And so, you know, but now the economy is just bad. And plus, when I always get her something, I always go get her a nice house coat or something like that. But she pretty much don't even wear it, you know, like, so.
Right.
I just said I'm not even going to try to, I ain't going to spend no money that I don't have on something that she's not going to wear. So, you know.
Exactly.
We'll celebrate. We'll do it another way this year, you know, hey. I have to give you my up in the love.
Yeah, exactly. And you're absolutely right. When it comes to adults, that is something I've always believed, that Christmas is for the kids, you know. And I've never been the one to, other than before I had children, really go all out for another adult. I may, you know, like my mom, my brother, my cousins, my sister, bought them all Christmas presents this year and gave without expecting anything in return. And that's the attitude that you have to have, is having the attitude of, you know what, I'm going to give and I'm not expecting anything. All of my blessings come from up above, and that is the mentality that I've had this year. And so when you give, just know that you're giving from your heart. You know, it's an act of love. And it reminds me of when the three kings, they even gave, if you think about it, TB, when they gave to a baby Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They gave as an honor to the king. So maybe that's why we give and we think of our children first. You know, the other scenario, most people think of Santa Claus giving to the children and so forth. But I definitely don't want to replace or take away from the true meaning of Christmas.
Right,
so.
Right. And, you know, with what you just said, for the listeners, for the people that's listening, I want y'all to take note to what she just said, and not just around the holiday time. You can use that as a life lesson, because in life, when you do stuff for people, do it out of the goodness of your heart. Don't do it expecting
right.
nothing in return. Because
uh-huh.
you know what? You will never get your blessing when you're trying to do something thinking that you're going to get something in return. Your blessing
right.
keeps skipping you by, so don't do that.
That's right.
If
that's
you don't
right.
want to
you
do
know.
It, don't do it. But I'm saying if you're going to do it because you want
do
to.
It.
It. Don't because you expect something in return.
Absolutely. Another point, too, that I'd like to bring, this is the season where you should have love, peace, harmony, and joy in your life. And if you have any type of unforgiveness, in your heart, you know what I'm saying? This is the time to release all that, because when you don't forgive, it blocks your blessings, you know, and it hinders you from prospering in life. And so, you know, a spiritual gift to me is one of the greatest gifts that any man could ever give, that any man could ever receive. Excuse me, a man can't give that, only God. But a spiritual blessing is intangible. It's something that you receive and that is priceless, and it's something that you can use, you know, for unteen years, your entire lifetime, you know, whatever, however you choose to use the gift that God gave you. But I just think that this is the time to let all that go. Squash it. Don't hold animosity in your heart. Don't hold hatred in your heart. Let it go. This is a season to come together. That cousin that may have got on your nerves, or that mom, or that sibling, whatever may be the case, let it go, because life is just way too short.
I agree. And, you know, just to add on a little bit, and if you don't feel what Sugar's saying about it, it's the season, just listen. It's the end of a year. It's going to be a new year.
That's right.
Whatever happened in 08, let it stay in 08.
Right. Absolutely.
Just let it go.
Uh-huh.
Move it on. You know, sometimes, you know, now, I got to agree, because
right.
I know I'm one of them people that when I get mad, I hold a grudge. I ain't going to lie. I'm the first to admit that, but I'm telling you.
Right, right.
After a minute, I let the grudge go. But see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I forgive,
uh-huh.
but I never forget. And so, you
that's
know,
right.
what that being said,
mm-hmm.
I forgive you. But
yeah.
when it comes to that certain issue that we got into it about, I'm just not going to fool with you on that no more. So, you know.
Absolutely.
You got to learn how to let it go and move on. Life
that's right. It is. It truly is, you know, and count up the cost, you know, take the good with the bad, and just know that you will be blessed for doing the right thing in your heart. And so that is something that I truly feel us as people, you know, need to realize, that life is what you make it. We're going into 2009. I'm truly excited. Next Tuesday, we will be here. So please come back and join us. I know a lot of my listeners actually listen to the archive segment. And I do appreciate you guys coming through. I know the last couple of Tuesdays we've missed. Please forgive us. We were talking about forgiveness, y'all. Show us some love. Show us some love and come back. Because we have just had a hectic schedule. I've had some problems with my computer. And then I've also had some problems with my phone. And so, but God is good through it all. I'm not complaining. I know that he's going to work it out for us. And Brown Sugar Radio will be back and be better than ever. So I'm really excited about this new year. We've got a lot of exciting guests coming forth, and I'm really truly looking forward to it. And PB and I, we have made a deal that once a month we're going to have a celebrity guest. Now, I know that a lot of you were really looking forward to a lot of the celebrity interviews that we conducted in the past. And over the last few months, we've kind of been laying low because of technical difficulties and trying to get the show up and running again. And now we are back. We're in a position where we're ready to focus back on Brown Sugar Radio. I know PB had school going on, then my children were also busy with basketball and cheerleading, and we just both had a whole lot going on. But we have decided once a month we are going to bring, you know, a celebrity guest, and then we're also going to have, you know, interesting guests like you always have looked forward to seeing, which were the health and the beauty specialists, the fitness experts.
Yep.
You know, okay, so we're going to make sure that we have it coming for you and take the time out to give our listeners what you want. For those of you who have any comments, questions, or suggestions for Brown Sugar Radio, you certainly know that you can contact us at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. PB and I check our mailbox regularly. If you're also interested in becoming a promo team member, that's the email address. Once again, it's brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And don't forget, it's sugar, S-U-G-A. Welcome, guest 4131. I see you there in the chat room. Thank you for joining Brown Sugar Radio tonight as we speak about, you know, the meaning of the season for Christmas and, you know, wanting to hear from our guests as far as any suggestions or topics that you would love for us to cover. So at this time, what I'm going to do is take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back. So y'all keep it locked.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
What's cracking? It's the Smoke E. Diglera, and I'm chilling with my girl Brown Sugar on the livest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio.
You're listening to Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar Radio.
I'ma do me. PB Creations, graphic and web design, bring a vision to life for very low prices. We design websites, banners, flyers, MySpace layouts, and even mixtape cover. Check us out today at www.pbcreations, that's creations with a Z.com.
Yo, this is George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton on Brown Sugar Radio. We be doing the dog, yo.
All right, and we are back, and we just want to say thank you for joining us, all of the listeners that are listening to the live stream of our radio station. Certainly, I do know that we have a lot of listeners that do not log in. And that is something that PB and I always want to encourage, is that you create a Brown Sugar Radio user account, Blog Talk Radio user account. Use it for Brown Sugar Radio. But by all means, it's complimentary to join. All you have to do is create a user ID. Once you do that, lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, okay? And that way you can be notified when we have up-and-coming shows, such as tonight, if your favorite celebrity will be on, favorite topic, something of interest to you, okay, you certainly would love to take advantage of, you can be on our special complimentary mailer list, okay? So with that said, now I'm going to get into a little bit of celebrity gossip. And, well, you know what, I told myself I'm stop saying gossip because I know the Lord don't like gossip. So I am going to say celebrity news. Don't that sound better, BB? I'm going to try to get it together, but here we go. All right. Now, many of you know that our dude, Barack Obama, has made president of the United States, and we're just truly excited and truly just looking forward to him doing his thing for the United States of America, okay? But, oh. Welcome. We have another guest in Brown Sugar Radio's chat room, comedian YVE. Thank you for joining us tonight. Wanted to show you some love. So anyway, I'm just a little frustrated because they keep picking with my dude here. You know what I'm saying? Leave him alone. He's already beat out, come against all the odds. He's doing his thing. Leave him alone. Well, he was on, which to me is totally out of line, he was on vacation with his family, okay, in Hawaii. And he was surfing in the beach. Now, how many people do you know surf with a shirt on? Or a tank top or a full body suit at that, okay? He was surfing and he had his shirt off. now all of a sudden it's causing this big ruckus saying, is he truly suited to represent the America? And, you know, they're saying that it was distasteful, just a whole bunch of yin-yang, okay? Me personally, I think he looks sexy. He's doing his thing, got the water going through his hair, the wind blowing, got his all little physique wet, you know what I'm saying? But that's because I think he's fine, you know. But anyway, from a more professional aspect, look, can't even talk, get excited talking about Barack Obama. I just truly believe they need to leave him alone, okay? That is his personal time. Then they started dogging him because he smokes, and he's tried to quit. He's told his wife, he's told us he's going to try to stop. You got to realize, this man's been doing this for 10 years. It's not going to happen overnight. They had a picture of him smoking in public, and America's just really been tripping out. Now, if you want to find these pictures, okay, like I did, just Google them. Look for Obama shirtless, then look for Obama smoking. Me personally, like I said, once again, leave the man alone, for heaven's sake. You know what I'm saying? What's your take on this, PB?
You know, to me, it's nothing really to me. I just like the fact that Obama is doing his stuff and he's secure with his stuff to go out there and do that. And he's
right.
Letting nobody judge his professionalism, because you know what? To me, I think it just shows that he is a real person, that he is human. And see, I can appreciate people like that. I don't like the fact that we've been having these presidents that got to do this. They got to be conservative. It's not like, even if you're president and you're a liberal, you still got to be conservative. Like, you can't do this, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? I don't understand.
You know,
if you want to go swimming with yourself, why you can't go swimming? I mean, everybody got to sit.
We're going to swim with a t-shirt on anyway, other than a woman that may be a little insecure about her figure. We may cover up our swimsuits, you know what I'm saying? But most men don't wear shirts. I mean, for heaven's sake, not to see if he was, you know, running around in front of the White House with no shirt on, mowing grass or something. You know what I mean? With his, you know, they give us all the stereotypes, you know, with his pants sagging or whatever, something like that. Then, okay, maybe they may say, well, he's not fit, but he's at a beach. Leave him alone.
No. So.
Okay.
More power to him, do you think?
You know, well, that's why I got Eminem the way I am, playing in the background, because they need to leave him alone. He is the way he is, whatever you say he is, whatever. Leave him alone. Let him do his thing. As long as he's running this country and he's handling business, ultimately, that's all we need to worry about. You know what I'm saying? What he does in his personal time, let it go. Let it go. My Lord, just nitpicking, you know what I'm saying? God, poor thing. So anyway, many of you also know that Obama, with good news, Obama was named Man of the Year on the cover of Time. Did you hear about that, Phoebe?
Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, he got Man of the Year doing his thing. And I'm very, very proud of him for that. I think runner-up was Sarah Palin. Miss Palin doing her thizzo. Yeah. Man of the Year.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yes.
You telling me Sarah Palin was runner-up for Man of the Year?
I believe she was runner-up. Is that cute or what? Yeah. She was runner-up. And it was just cute, you know?
She got to be excited about that.
I'm sure she was. Well, you know, she was beautiful. She was dressy. She was stylish. You know what I'm saying? Sophisticated.
Why she got to be Man of the Year?
You so crazy. Wow. Okay, 5 minutes remaining. Let me get a little bit into the Sierra ordeal. Now, many of you know, we had discussed the Sierra ordeal a couple of weeks back. In regards to her ditching her manager, Filiana, okay, Williams. Now, friends are saying that Sierra has gone beyond Hollywood and that her unrealistic desire to be a superstar on the level of Beyonce is beginning to distance her from the closest friends in her life. They were saying that it's been reported that all of Sierra's people were brought in by Filiana, and a secret source also had noted that Sierra's people love Filiana, and they were very heartbroken that she was gone. Now, this source, who belongs to Sierra's close circle of friends, puts the blame for Sierra's change in attitude squarely on the shoulders of her boyfriend, rapper 50 Cent. Now, those of you who really did not know too much about this ordeal, we had kind of let a little bit loose 2 weeks ago, and it was a secret friend that had revealed that they actually were dating. Okay? So, we don't know if this is true or not. She's never confirmed it. But it's been reported that they are an item and they are a couple. Nevertheless, she really believes she's doing something by dating him, said the source. She sees the both of them as a super couple on the level of Jay-Z and Beyonce or Chris Brown and Rihanna. She said they can't even leave the house because he's afraid of that people are out to kill him, said the source. Who would want to date a man who has to wear bulletproof vests everywhere he goes? Sierra has lost her mind. This is an inside close friend. The source described the atmosphere surrounding Sierra as tense and her entourage as walking on eggshells around her. As an example of Sierra's fragile ego, the source described an incident during Rihanna's Good Girl Gone Bad tour last year. Sierra, who didn't have a stylist with her on tour, called her management from the road angrily demanding that a stylist be hired for her and a whole new wardrobe sent to her hotel. Sierra was livid, allegedly, okay? At the attention Rihanna was receiving from the blogs, and CeCe thought Rihanna's style was the reason. An inside source states that Sierra is obsessed with the blogs. She stays on the blogs 24/7, and she's always wondering, why am I not on here? Why aren't people talking about me? According to this secret source, okay? She said that, you know, she wants to be on the level of Beyonce and that it's pretty much, what's the word I'm looking for? When somebody, not vain, I don't see her as a vain person. She seems humble and very sweet to me. Matter of fact, if any of you want to finish reading the story, let me take y'all there, okay? I'm going to post the link up because we only have 2 minutes remaining. All I want to say is, if it is true, I pray that it's not. I love Sierra. I want to have you on my show, girlfriend. You could come and clean the air right here on Brown Sugar Radio. You feel me? Let it loose. Let us know what's really going on. If 50 a man, that's your business. Who cares? I love your work. I think you're a great artist. And CeCe, you are more than welcome anytime on Brown Sugar Radio. So, TB, what are your thoughts on the split of her and her management?
You know, I don't know. To me, people look at it as a negative thing, but to me, I look at it as a good thing because in life, people grow apart. You know, like, some people can be on the same level, some people not on the same level. So, to me, I think that it's best to end the relationship on a good term.
Right.
You know, I don't know the conditions of the way their her relationship ended with her manager or her company, but if it ended on a good term, I'm more power to it. Because what you have to understand is, you have a goal. The goal that you have, the other person might not have the same goal, and that management company might not have the best interest for Sierra. And so, you know, if that's what it was, then that's what it is. You know, it's not a bad thing because, like I said, it's going to happen throughout life, but people need to learn how to separate business from personal. Some people take things personal.
Right.
See, I'm sure it wasn't a personal thing. I'm sure it was just business. So.
Right. And you know what? And she did clarify that. She said she loves her still. She doesn't have anything ill-mannered to speak about her, you know, previous management. She just said that it's a new day, a new time, a new hour, and she's just ready for the next level in life. So I'm not mad at her for that. We have 50 seconds remaining, PB. Last thoughts.
Okay, my last thoughts are, I hope everybody just have a safe holiday. You know, go out. Don't get too full. Love your family. Love your children. Give a gift to the kids. Explain the kids the meaning of Christmas, the real meaning of Christmas, and y'all have a safe, blessed holiday. We'll see you next Tuesday.
All right. And we're going to try to have some guests, but like I said, this time of year, a lot of people are traveling, they're busy, they're doing their thing, and so certainly enjoy your family. Prayer, you know, there's a saying, little prayer, little power. Medium prayer, medium power, lots of prayer, lots of power. So just pray, you know, have a peace of heart, love, joy, and you will certainly be blessed. So thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.